Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, India, Burma, and China, pop over the top of the world and slip into a front row seat here in Hollywood, as the whole AEF comes home for that international 30 minutes when the stars come out to answer your letters to Command Performance, care of the Special Service Division in Los Angeles. Whenever the navigator looks at the heavens, he looks for the guiding star. Some call it the load star. But navigator or tank buster, get a load of the star who's guiding your big show during this next half hour. Your mistress of ceremonies, lovely Ginny Sims.
To talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love, I'm through with flirting. It's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Thank you very much. Hello again, fellas. Say, before I go a step further, can one of you in Australia explain this letter from Sergeant Ross Brown? He says, Command Performance is tops. I can understand that language all right, but he calls me Dinky D. Dinky D Sims, how about that? And even the censor adds a line saying, not only Dinky D, but fair dinkum. Please tell me, is that bad or is that bad? Well, now, pointing our beam in another direction, I'm calling the sick bay personnel at Navy 8025 and sending love to all of you CBs the world over. And swinging north, we acknowledge word from Susie the cook at Dutch Harbor. What's cooking, Susie? From Sergeant Jimmy Rudy, formerly of Cleveland, we got this opinion. One night, I heard a Japanese female vocalist, and brother, no wonder those Japanese are land hungry. If I had to listen to singing like that, I'd want to get away, too. Well, speaking of the right kind of music for the AEF, Command Performance hangs out a tune on the international line that'll please thousands of you. It's the whole band of Freddie Martin and Freddie's great arrangement of Clair de Lune. Freddie Martin. That was really beautiful. And fellas, the Martin aggregation will be back in a jiffy. A request now from a bunch of CBs at Navy 8035. George, Slick, Three Striper, and Kinky. They say, get Gene Autry on command performance or else. Or else we'll be very disappointed. And out in little South Dakota town, a mother says, please have Mr. Autry sing for my handsome sergeant son, Clyde, whom I haven't seen in 3 years. Well, Mother, for your handsome sergeant in the South Pacific, here's another handsome sergeant. Come on out here, Gene Autry. Sergeant Autry, welcome to Command Performance.
Okay, Jenny. And fellas, for Callahan and the gang at APO 827, for Private Vernon Taylor and friends at 954, and for all you cowhands who quit punching cows to punch Hitler out of North Africa, and for all you guys everywhere, here's Eddie and Jimmy Dean and Johnny Bond gathering around to help me out on a brand new tune. I'll be back.
I'll be back, just because I know you'll be here. There is nothing for you to fear while we're apart. I'll be back when the skies are all clear again, and I'll start life anew again with you, sweetheart. There'll be times when I'm lonely, and I'll miss you, I know. But I'll have my dreams of you, wherever I go. I love you so. I'll be back when the storm clouds have turned to blue, and you know I'll be true to you, 'cause I know you'll be here. I'll be back,
I'll be back,
just because I know you'll be here. There is nothing for you to fear while we're apart. I'll be back,
I'll be back,
when the skies are all clear again, and I'll start life anew again with you, sweetheart. There'll be times when I'm lonely, and I'll miss you, I know. But I'll have my dreams of you, wherever I go. I love you so. I'll be back,
I'll be back,
when the storm clouds have turned to blue, and you know I'll be true to you, 'cause I know you'll be here.
Thank you, Sergeant Gene Autry. Well, when Pat O'Malley, the Lancashire lad, answered some command performance mail a few weeks ago, he only got himself in deeper. For at 980, the Maguires, the Cramptons, the O'Tooles, the O'Rourkes have started a Pat O'Malley Club. The idea being for Pat to tell one of his famous stories on command performance so that the 980 boys can copy it down and have a Lancashire little theater night. Well, one of those little Herbert stories, Madge O'Malley at the piano, and the Lancashire lad, Pat O'Malley.
No doubt you recall the Pinwinkles and their son, Little Herbert the Fiend, who had made their lives one long disaster from the moment that he had been weaned. When he was born, Herbert's parents were torn between love and remorse. His mother had wanted a daughter. His father, a dog or a horse. Now, for years, they had puzzled and fretted and plotted and cudgeled their brains for a way to get rid of young Herbert without getting hung for their pains. One day, father got an idea. This will do it, he said to his spouse. I've arrived at the answer to all of our prayers. how to get rid of Herbert, our son. They're building a dam in the valley with high-tension wires all about. And if Herbert should happen to grab one of them, it will jolt him to jelly, no doubt. So they packed up a neat picnic luncheon, and they sang when they thought of the fun. And they took with them a second-hand blanket to wrap Herbert up in when done. Then they made him drink plenty of water and filled up his pockets with steel. And to make doubly sure, they got both of his shoes and pried off the thick rubber heel. "Now, here's a nice place for a picnic," said Father, as he laid the lunch down on the ground in the shade of a tall sort of a skeleton tower with a high, heavy fence all around. Then he picked up an orange and tossed it. "Hey, catch that, young Herbert," he said. But instead of it landing in young Herbert's hands, it went over the fence top instead. Young Herbert climbed inside the enclosure and found the orange without much ado. Then his eye spied a bright, shiny handle, and he thought, "I'll take that along too." So, boy-like, he reached out and grabbed it. For a moment, excitement was tense. Father said as he saw Herbert lashing about, "Well, I hope he don't ruin the fence." There was flashes of lightning and thunder, and crackling noises were heard. Then something gave way, and Herbert flew through the air and lit at their feet like a bird. Well, they wrapped Herbert up in a blanket and hurried him home right away. Pa said, "Well, there's one consolation. We'll have no more insurance to pay." But when they untangled the blanket and rolled Herbert out from beneath, he was happy and gay and bright as a jay, and was lighting cigars on his teeth. Well, old Pinwinkle was disappointed, but he wasn't the one to be beat. He says, "Mother, I've got a gradely idea. We'll use him for power and heat." So they rented Herb out to the neighbours at 1 shilling per kilowatt hour. Some used him for vacuum cleaning, some used him for light, some for power. Now, he'd a gap in his front teeth, had Herbert, and by shoving a plug in between, you could fry up an egg or make buttered toast or run a large washing machine. And by sticking a plug in his nostril, he'd keep ice boxes cold as a tomb. And by sticking a light bulb most any old place, he'd light up a conference room. Well, the Pinwinkles both was delighted, and the money was coming in fast. Then one day it happened. Pa said with a sigh, "I knew it were too good to last." A movie star came to the village to pose for the cinema news. They wanted her picture with Herbert, so she kissed him and blew out his fuse.
Thank you, Madge and Pat O'Malley. And now, the spotlight of Command Performance falls again on that band so many of you asked for. This time, we're tipping our hats and our hearts to the U.S. Marines and the Coast Guard, and tossing a white gardenia to all of you women overseas. Freddie Martin's orchestra, his singing saxophone, with Gene Walsh in the vocal department, and that great hit tune, "Don't Get Around Much Anymore."
Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, I got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Your whole orchestra, and Gene Walsh. Fellas, with the Command Performance Orchestra, it's Gene Autry again with his grand tune, Be Honest With Me.
Be honest with me, dear, whatever you do. Remember your mind, dear, so always be true. Wherever you wander, on land or on sea, if you really love me, be honest with me. My poor heart would break, dear, if you were untrue. Asleep or awake, dear, I dream about you. Oh, you are my darling, you're all that I see. If you really love me, be honest with me. Someday I'll return, dear, and I'll make you my own. And how I will yearn, dear, when I'm all alone. I'll never forget, dear, your sweet memory. If you really love me, be honest with me. Be honest with me, dear, whatever you do. Remember your mind, dear, so always be true. Wherever you wander, on land or on sea, if you really love me, be honest with me.
Well, fellas, before that little man starts turning out the lights, I'd like to ask Frankie Leitner to take charge of the concert grand and help me tie up a little package of some of those songs you love. For example, out there at 948, a lot of you go in for this one.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear the call. I'm getting sentimental over you.
And Paul Rucker and those five engineers who write from New Guinea. How about this one, remember?
I don't want to walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind. But now I find,
well, now I find that there's never a bunch of Command Performance mail that doesn't contain at least one request for this one.
Sometimes I wonder why
I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. And Norman Resnick, I hope all you men up there in Greenland are listening, because this one is especially for you. When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. But when it comes to the minesweep Navy, they'll argue all night over this, just what to request from command performance. It's often settled by this song. Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? I guess I better stop this now, because the orchestra will be getting fidgety soon, so it's hello from home to the Terrible Three at 959 and 953. And for Corporal Newton and the Sourdough Roadhouse gang up north, Nellie the Pig, Skookum Jim, and Harry the Whale, we move closer to the goal line with a song hundreds of you have asked for. Maybe this title does things to you. You'd be so nice to come home to. Come home to, you be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you be the winter, under an August moon burning above, you be so nice, you be just about all we can squeeze into that overseas kit. We have to run now. Those wonderful letters you write to us really make us feel that Greenland, Iceland, Africa, the South Pacific, and all those spots where you're doing your stuff aren't so far away after all. And we hope that command performance makes you feel that home isn't so far away either. Well, this is Jenny Sims sending all our love and all our thanks to the AEF and wishing you the best of the best from the USA.
This is Ken Carpenter with nothing more exciting to add than this closing bit of last-minute information. Command performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.